What up, people? It's your boy, the host with the most. I'm Chris the Dom One. Welcome to another fabulous episode of I'm Chris the Dom One podcast, episode 122. How you living? I'm living swell. Let me tell you something, man. This Saturday, dog, we had snow, and more snow, okay? Who would have thunk it? In the middle of the South, we would be worried about snow in March. Snow in March, man. Now, I know up north, the northerners that listen to this show, or just northerners generally, deal with snow on a constant basis. I'm pretty sure up in Alaska, countries that are closer to the North Pole, I know you guys deal with a lot of snow, but it's quite unusual for us to experience snow in March, okay? In March, all right? So, we dealt with a little bit of it early in the morning. It was sort of difficult. It was some slick spots here and there. But as the day prolonged, the majority of it, I say about 90% of it, is melted away. You know, people get frantic where I'm from. If you just mention snow in the forecast, people just stock up like the last Boy Scout, be prepared and buy 6 or 7 weeks worth of groceries, and now you got it packed and stored in the refrigerator, in the freezer, in that little small freezer section in your refrigerator. And then when it melts away, you got that big dumb hat on, that dumps hat on your head. Everybody loves to get the essentials when there's a winter advisory: bread, eggs, beer, and cigarettes. Okay, so let's get into today's topics. The first thing I want to talk about is Jesse Smollett. Jesse Smollett was sentenced a couple of days ago, and basically, a quick rundown, if you're not familiar with this case, I feel like it was like a year ago, maybe less than that, but I feel like it was more than a year ago when Jesse Smollett talked about he was someone did a hate crime on him, basically poured bleach on him, had a noose around his neck. When I first heard of this story, I was kind of sketchy about this story because a lot of things were not adding up, in my opinion. My Negro senses were tingling, okay? And it was tingling at an alarming rate. And when I heard about this, it just, stuff wasn't adding up to me. And then as the weeks went on, when the police started investigating and putting the pieces together, come to find out this thing was all a hoax. Jesse Smollett did some, it was like amateur night at the Apollo, Jesse Smollett doing crime. I mean, you may be a phenomenal actor, but when it comes to crime, I suggest you leave that to the big boys, because he did a whole lot of, he made a whole lot of questionable decisions. I mean, the whole thing entirely, the whole thing that this hoax was mistake number one, a huge mistake. But then another mistake on top of that is this fool wrote a check, okay? He literally wrote a check to pay the other guys to beat him up. And they show, and also footage of, the noose was like loosely around his neck. He went into his apartment, and then with the police footage, the body cam footage, the noose all of a sudden gotten tighter. Okay, I guess to try to put it to make an effect or a fashion statement or just a statement in general for the police department. And I knew they was going to lay the book down on him, because the way how he was on his tour, he was on CBS News this morning. He was on a lot of shows talking about his experience, people jumping on him, a hate crime because he was black. He was, I hate to use the word, I hate to say the word gay, but the gay community, the LBCQ community, if anyone's listening to that who's a part of any of those communities, I do apologize. I hate to use that analogy, and that's on my part. That's my bad. But basically, he had their support. You know, he was riding this big wave, and come to find out, all this was just a hoax. And for the wrong reason. Like, this was already the wrong reasons anyway. Basically, he did this to bolster his career, because he only had one acting job. I mean, I'm pretty sure he had other acting jobs, but this was the biggest claim to fame of Jesse Smollett, in Empire. Okay, which I'm not a huge Empire fan. I have never watched a single episode of Empire. I know who's on Empire, but I'm just the type of guy. I was never appealed by that show, Empire. And there was another show that was similar to Empire. Can't think of it right now. But shows like that about the record business, I'm not a big fan of it. Now, I know Empire had some other iconic stars made their way to their series. Chris Rock, as well as Terrence Howard and Taja P. Henderson. I forgot her name. She was in Baby Boy. I butcher names on a regular basis, okay? Apologize. I'm gonna apologize. But anyway, he got caught up, and come to find out, this was a huge lie. He never owned up to it. And, everyone in Hollywood just left him. I mean, they were no longer supporting him, because you can't blame him. I mean, it's hard to support someone that comes, that does this, okay? And this is career suicide for Jesse Smollett, as far as in good standings in Hollywood, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But anyway, the judge hammered him, gave him 2 years of probation. Basically, I think he's doing 140 days in jail, and that was affected immediately. They expeditiously put the cuffs on him, and he went straight to jail. And even though he had opportunities during this trial to speak, he finally wanted to say, famous last words or anything. And basically, he said three times he's not suicidal. If anything happens to him, he just wants people to know that he's not suicidal. I guess he's thinking that in prison, somebody's going to do harm to him, or and make it look like he killed himself, basically letting everyone know he's not suicidal. Anything happens to him, it's not his doing. And then he also said he's here to stand up for the rights of the Black community as well as other communities. And he also said that he still says that he's innocent, which he's free to say that, okay? And said that if he was guilty, he would have admitted to it a long time ago, okay? Now, I don't know. All that being said, what he just got through saying really doesn't mean a hill of beans to the court or to opinions outside of court, okay? Public opinions outside of court. You know, when you look at the facts and you look at the testimony on both sides, clearly this was a hoax, and clearly the only one that benefited from this hoax is Jesse Smollett. Now, if anyone who's a Jesse Smollett fan, or his mother, or his family want to suggest that maybe it was the two brothers that were the kingpins of this, to that I say, You know, when you commit a crime, when people commit crimes, they commit crimes for a benefit. There's no benefit for those two guys. There's no way they're going to profit off of it. There's no way they can get anything off of it if they were the ringleaders. Clearly, if they would have gotten away with this, Jesse Smollett would have benefited from this whole ordeal. It would have promoted his career. It would have promoted his brand. It would have skyrocketed him on social media. Particularly, he's into civil rights and things of that nature. Clearly, later on, if he would have gotten away with this, later on when he gets older and he's no longer acting or indulging in any of those forms of entertainment, he could seek he can see himself into politics. Okay, so this, if he would have gotten away with this, this would have positioned him on a higher level than what he is right now. This would have jump-started his career in Hollywood. People would be jumping all over it. He would have gotten better roles. He would have gotten roles that would been for Samuel L. Jackson and Denzel Washington, as well as these up and coming. He would have jumped over those Academy Award winning, Oscar Award winning, or nominee type of individual. He would have clearly jumped over them, and he would have had a lot of roles to be offered, okay? As well as being a social media activist, he would have bounced, he would have skyrocketed over that as well. Now, I feel like also when he did that outburst, and everybody can relate to this, when going to jail is not a normal thing, okay? Going to jail, you can't learn nothing in jail through YouTube videos or music or what you see on social media. You just have to experience it. And everyone's experiences is different, okay? Now, if you a career criminal, going to jail or going to prison is quite normal to you. But for someone who hasn't been involved in that state, it's an unknown, uncharted territory. And the only thing you can gravitate to is what you see in movies, what you see in television shows or scripts or music or videos or social media and things of that nature. And I feel like when he was saying that, he probably was watching some Jeffrey Epstein, okay? Somebody, now they made it look like he hung his own self, but a lot of people are suggesting someone hung him because there were like bigger fish that wanted to see him pass. Because if he would have been alive, a lot of these millionaires and billionaires that have, I'm pretty sure there's other millionaires and billionaires who swim in the same type of seas as Jeffrey Epstein. And people were shaking in their boots, okay? So he knew some people. He knew some names, and some of them names are political. Some of those names are in religion. Some of those names are, you know, directors and actors and actresses, that swim in the same waters as Jeffrey Epstein. So, of course, they had to get rid of him, okay? Because he knew too much. Jesse Smollett, he's a smaller stage. No one is going to off him because there's no community nor gang or individual or corporation would benefit of him dying in prison. No one would benefit from it. He doesn't know anything, okay? And what he does know, he's not even admitting to it. Okay, and I hear a lot of people in the comment section, they say this, oh, he's only doing 4 months, he's only doing 6 months, I can do 4 months, I can do 6 months, people love to gaslight and green light what you should be able to do. People love to just say, oh, I can do that. You should do that too. Okay? Until it comes a time when you have to do that time. And it's a special individual. I wouldn't say special. It's a unique type of individual that can do 4 to 6 months or a year, 2 years, 10 years in prison, and they won't even bat an eye. But to a lot of people out there, prison is, you know, people just can't see themselves in prison. Now, in the moment, some people will glorify going to prison. But as the days go on, the months go on, the years go on, people start regretting going like, man, I don't want to be in prison. Okay, so I feel like someone, an expert on CNN says, I think he's got 140 days. They said if he doesn't even have to do half of that, and if he's in prison on and he can get out in good behavior, there's not going to be a moment where he's going to be out in the general population. He basically, you know, they're going to accommodate him, but I do feel like there are going to be moments where they're going to put him out in general population. But it's going to be guards watching him. But they just won't. And the reason why they're doing that is to show him you're just like anybody. You're just like any other criminal. Okay. I do feel like maybe 3 months of his bid, they'll probably, keep him under wraps. Okay. So, I feel like when he gets out of prison and he's no longer going to be legally responsible for what he says, he's going to make a tell-all book or do a one-on-one interview and basically admit that, which we already knew, that he orchestrated this whole thing, you know, because, and I feel like he'll do that if once he leaves and those big roles, Hollywood is a tough place, man. It's a tough career. You know, if you're not active, if you're not continuing to do roles or be on shows or movies or series or anything like that, you're forgotten immediately. Okay. And Jesse Smollett wasn't no big, huge name, you know, that people were gravitating to. Depends on his outlook when he's out of prison and he's a free man, he's not going to get those big promising roles. I do feel like people would take a chance on him that hasn't hit it big yet, like a writer or director or producer, someone on a smaller scale that would probably take a chance on Jesse Smollett. But someone that's big, that's prominent, that, you know, their name means a lot. I just don't think he's going to be gravitating to those type of individuals. Okay, so moving on, and I forgot the gentleman's name, but I saw this as well. The Black Panther director, Gosef. Oh, I forgot his name. I'm so sorry, guys. Anyway, apparently in January, he was at a Bank of America and he wanted to withdraw money from his account. It was a large amount. And as he was explaining it, he was basically saying he just wrote it on a letter and he wanted to be discreet. He didn't want the teller to scream out how much he was withdrawing because he didn't want anyone else in Bank of America to know how much he withdrew, which I don't blame him. But the young lady, by his mask and his setup, and she also felt like he was acting weird, panicked and called the police. And now the police arrested him as well as his friends in the car. And it was embarrassing on Bank of America. Okay. And, it was sort of, as far as the director go, he had to go through, just think about it, folks, a black man in a mask with a hat You already think he's already suspicious, even though he gave you his ID, even though he put his PIN number in. He knew his account. He knew his own PIN number. Still, with all that being said, he gave you all the what you wanted. If he was doing something illegal, someone that's doing something illegal wouldn't even go that far with it. But anyway, with all that being said, this young lady thought that they was being robbed, and it was a huge eyesore for Bank of America. Now, he later on said that Bank of America made it right. I'm pretty sure they done apologized to him, and pretty sure figured out a better way as far as him withdrawing money from his account. And I hear a lot of people in the comments. I mean, I hear a lot of people on social media in the comments that you talked about. Well, in that type of situation, I probably have been spooked too. But that's what I mean. In this world, you can't judge a book by its cover. Just because you see a black guy in a jacket with his hood up, don't necessarily mean he's going to rob you. Okay, people can rob you in uniform. People can rob you. People can rob you with a suit and tie. People can rob you in swim trunks. Okay, so you can't go by an appearance. Okay, and it's not dark skinned people, not black people, not Cubans, not Mexicans. Anybody can rob you. Any man, woman, or child can rob you. Whatever their nationality is, whatever they got on, I feel like the young lady should be trained a little bit better. And I feel like all this could have been avoided if the young lady, she's either new or they didn't properly train her. And it just a bad look, because just think about it. One wrong move, or if she would have said something, or if he would have did something or said something, that man could have lost his life in that bank or outside that bank. Okay. Just think about all the altercations with police officers in the past couple of years. It hasn't been favorable for us in the African-American community. And some of these officers there's consequences to your repercussions. Some of these officers are going to prison. Some and losing their job. There's other officers that, yeah, they're losing their jobs, but they're walking out free, So there's consequences and repercussions to everything. That's basically what I'm saying. And good thing, cooler heads prevailed. I felt like this is tragic because this is an opportunity for this young lady to properly train, and avoid those mistakes. Just because someone's black or just because someone looks threatening doesn't mean that person is out to harm you or out to rob you or the corporation. Okay. She was freely allowed to leave him at the stand. I mean, anybody that's going to rob a bank is not going to allow the teller to leave. Okay. So that should have been a telltale sign. But it is what it is. And if he's happy, I'm loving it. He's basically saying that, Bank of America reached out to him, and, they apologize for the ordeal. They're completely sorry for, and they should be, cause it's an eyesore. Okay. And to make it matters even worse, the teller was black. Okay. So, if he says he's cool with Bank of America, everything's fine. And I think there's a better understanding, and you just can't just go off of an appearance. This guy appears to be threatening. This lady appears to have a gun, or this person appears to be trying to rob us or trying to do harm to us. I mean, you just can't conspiracy theories, because some of your theories can get someone hurt, or worse, someone can lose their life. Okay, so yeah, that's all I can comment on that. Other things, let's talk about other things. Batman came out. It's almost three. Well, it's three. They say it's 3 hours long. I still haven't seen it yet. A lot of people are talking very positive about the Batman. I'm gonna be real with y'all. I'm gonna keep it all the way a buck with you, all the way 100 with you, all 100 with you. I didn't think this was going to work. I'm not a huge fan of Robert Pattinson. Can I say that three times in a row? Robert Pattinson. I wasn't too thrilled with him when I found out that he was going to be Batman. I didn't think it was going to be very convincing, you know, going that direction. And then when I heard that he wasn't going to work out to become the Batman, you know, as far as building his body up. Now, I do feel like Ben Affleck's version of Batman, I'll be honest with you, I think he was too bulky. He looked like the Incredible Hulk with a Batman mask on, in my personal opinion. I didn't feel like he should have been that big, but just physical fit would have been good enough, okay? And when he had to do scenes such as running, you can tell that he was very sluggish doing it, or jumping or anything like that. But still, I felt like Ben Affleck pulled it off and was a good Batman. But I feel like the best Batman in the past 10 years, 15 years, it's been Christian Bale. I felt like his version of Batman was phenomenal, top notch. I didn't like the voice of Christian Bale's Batman, but everything else I loved about it. I felt like the worst Batman is not Val Kilmer, but I felt like the worst Batman is George Clooney. George Clooney's version of Batman, they made it more comedy, funny like. And, I just was turned off about that series. But back to the Batman, Robert Pattinson, when I found out that he was going to be Batman and he was going to do things differently, I had to step back from it. And I was going like, I don't think this is going to be a good Batman. And I'm going to be always 100 with you guys. I didn't think the Joker was going to be good. I didn't think the Joker was going to be good. I said, man, I just don't think that they can pull this off. But I watched the Joker. The Joker is very good. I'm going to see Batman this week. And a lot of my friends, a lot of people on social media has gave it a 2 thumbs up. They think this is phenomenal. I don't know how they're going to link the Robert Pattinson Batman with the Flash or the Aquaman. I'm pretty sure, not now, but maybe years from now, they're going to merge all those characters with the new Superman and start another Justice League movie. You know, that's years down the road, as well as Wonder Woman. I don't know how that's going to fit, because when you look at Robert Pattinson's version of Batman in Gotham City and that universe. Now, it's a parallel universe. They're not all on the same planet. They're in different universes. I understand all that. But maybe when the second Batman of Robert Pattinson comes, and when the third Batman comes out, it gets more advanced. Because as of right now, it's more of a detective type Batman. They promoted more of his IQ and his detective skills and things of that nature versus the gadgets, the martial arts and all that stuff. So, we'll have to wait and see, But a lot of people are telling me that this Batman is good. All right, so I'm going to watch it this week. And I'm going to tell you guys what I thought about it. But I haven't heard anyone say anything bad about the Batman. So I hope, I know it's going to be good, okay? I mean, other than that, to me, I'll be honest with you guys. I'll be real 100 with you guys. We're doing phenomenal things over here. A lot of you guys are checking out the podcast. You're listening to it. I know there's some of you out there that share the podcast with your friends, family, and followers. I really do appreciate that. A lot of you are listening to the podcast on iTunes, and then after iTunes, Spotify, then after Spotify, the Anchor app. I really do appreciate you guys doing that. That's, you know, hey, I really do appreciate everything that y'all do as far as supporting this podcast and supporting me on my other social media handles as well. But getting into it, I feel like this week was a weird week. Strange, weird week. Crazy, wild week. Nevertheless, it's a week that we had to deal with. So with that, I say we've been consistent. We've been putting out these, I've been putting out these episodes every single Saturday, for you guys. And it just means a lot. It means a lot to me. I haven't missed a week yet, which is good, particularly on how busy I have been. I do want to, I wish you guys can, you know, hit me up on social media and tell me things you want me to talk about. You know, just things you want me to talk about. Please be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's in the link below. My TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff is down below. I really do appreciate everyone listening to today's episode. So guys, I will see you guys next Saturday. It's your boy, the host with the most. I do not brag or boast. I'm coming to you live, coast to coast. I'm up out of here, guys. I will see you guys next Saturday. Same bat time, same bat channel. Deuces.